There's concern the vaccine rollout isn't reaching people using mental health and addiction services who were prioritised by the government for early access to the Pfizer jab. Right now, 37% of the eligible population is fully vaccinated, compared to just 19% of people using mental health and addiction services. And 71% of the eligible population is partially vaccinated versus 43% of this priority group. Well, joining me now is Tammy Allen, Chief Experience Officer at the advocacy group Changing Minds. Kia ora, Tammy. Why do you think the take-up is so low in this group?
I think originally there was some awareness that from health professionals outside of those direct mental health services that they weren't really that aware of the mental health issues being part of Group 3, and so their advocacy and their reach out to those groups were probably a little bit slow on the uptake. But it is good to see that 42% of our whiorder have received at least their first dose, and I think that's due to the really real efforts of some of our mental health services reaching out and using that manaakitanga to really understand and validate some of the concerns that people have.
And what are some of the concerns that they have?
Look, I think it's fair to say that people with mental health and addiction issues have not always been treated that fairly when it comes to medication and coercion in our past. So there's some real nervous trepidation and timid responses about whether this is another part of coercion or what it actually means for them. And also, of course, there are a lot of people on some pretty strong medications, and there's some trepidation about what that might mean in terms of how it might contraindicate. So just being able to talk to people through some of the things that might be scary to them and give them enough information, but really understand where those fears might be coming from based on their history.
So Tammy, when you talk about coercion, are you meaning that some people may have had medication forced on them or ordered on them, and they want to know that they're making a decision themselves about the vaccine?
Absolutely, yeah. Look, I mean, the last results we had were about 2019, but about 5% of our population that are in mental health services have been at some place or other under the Act. And part of that might be that they would have had to have needles or things like that as part of their mental health medication that they might not have agreed with or liked. And that process itself can be quite frightening for people. So needles can be equated as needles for a lot of people, and separating that out from something that might be beneficial to their physical health, like the vaccination, and things that might have been coercive of the past, is a really important conversation to be having really patiently with people.
So why is this group a priority? What makes them a priority? And why should they be a focus in terms of getting them through and getting them vaccinated?
Well, we've got really terrifying statistics that people with mental health and addiction issues die 20 to 25% younger than the rest of our population. And that's not because of our mental health and addiction issues, but it's because of physical health concerns that can be overshadowed by our medical system just by not really seeing things before it's too late. So there is definitely a growing awareness of people with mental health and addiction to look out for some of those physical health concerns, but it's still largely an invisible health inequity in our society.
Tammy, are the decision makers, the people behind the vaccine rollout, are they talking to the right people? I mean, are they talking to you and groups like yours about how to access this particular group and encourage them to get vaccinated?
Yes, they are. In fact, Changing Minds, with a lot of our partners, put together a resource based on the fears and questions of our tangata whaiora out there, and we've got that on our website. So if people were worried about contraindications or what that means for their whānau, they can have a look at that resource. We've also really got a great service run by Balance called Ngā Tahi Ora, which is where people, if they want a little bit of support, can reach out to them for free, and a peer support worker can either go with you or give you some support around understanding the vaccine and what that means. Look, we've heard some amazing stories, even today when I reached out about this interview to our NGO services, about just what they're doing to make sure they're sitting down and spending time with people to understand and giving them the support they need without forcing them or making them feel pressured, but actually giving them the information and giving them the patience that they need to make this really informed decision.
Tammy, before you head off, that information you said is on your website. What's the website if people want to check it out?
changingminds.org.nz.
Lovely to talk to you, Tammy. That is Tammy Allen, who's the Chief Experience Officer at the advocacy group Changing Minds.